All right, first off, you're fired, and that's official.
Now, to be fair to Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, she was not fired from her job as the Secret Service Director after the debacle that was the assassination attempt of former President Trump. But it was going to happen had she not resigned yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw any of the questioning done by the House Oversight Committee to Ms. Cheadle just the day before. But they basically said, no, they didn't basically say, mm-hmm. they did say,
yes,
I'll give up my time to speak if you resign right now.
Yeah, I know. When I saw that one, she was like, go ahead, I'll give you my time. Regardless, she would have been fired. And many of us have been fired from a job, sometimes rightly so.
And many times in epic fashion. You go out with a bang. 833-287-1037. We'd love to hear a way that either you have been epically fired, you witnessed somebody at your company being epically fired, or maybe you did the firing. Shockingly, in a business where everybody gets fired, I have not been fired from any radio job.
I've never been fired from radio. I've had one firing in my life.
Was it epic?
No, it wasn't epic, except maybe that the guy who fired me was an epic you-know-what.
Well, okay,
the
enough.
Reason I got fired,
I
was working at a restaurant, and the husband of the owner came in, and because I didn't stop working with a customer I was currently attending to tend to his needs, he took that as an offense to him.
So it was the owner's husband.
Yes.
You're busy with a customer.
Yes.
He didn't like the fact that you just didn't drop everything and take care mm-hmm. of the owner's husband.
Yes.
So he got you fired?
He did. He was so obnoxious. I was glad to go. But it's the only time in my life I've ever been fired. I'm very fortunate.
What a...
Yes,
you know
he was.
What?
Yes, he was. He thought all women should just bow down to him and do whatever he wanted. It was just like, ugh. So I was glad to be out of there.
833-287-1037. Were you epically fired or just have a really good how I got fired story? Maybe you did the firing? Producer Jessica, not to bring up bad times, but were you fired from multimedia star Ryan Seacrest or did you quit?
No, I was laid off.
So you were fired.
I mean, yeah, but that's not the same. Because I didn't do anything wrong. They just eliminated
it. Okay, yeah.
They were trying to save money.
Did you go out crashing and burning them?
Oh, my God.
Give them a good piece of your mind? See, you'll never amount to anything, Seacrest.
No. I was mad, though, because I just had given him a nice little Christmas gift, a book of something.
Yeah.
And he had told me, Jessica, we're the same because you really pay attention to detail, and I like that about you. And he knew that next day I was getting let go.
Oh, what a scumbag.
No, I mean, what are you going to... He gave me a good bonus, though, so I think...
All right. I just pictured Jessica walking out of here. Yeah. You haven't heard the last of me, Jessica, as opposed to you, Ryan Seacrest. Shaking your fist. You'll never work again, Seacrest.
Yeah. Have you ever witnessed someone get fired in a very epic way? Or maybe you were. 833-287-1037.
With what essentially was the firing of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. Yeah, we know she resigned, but come on, she was going to get fired.
Yes.
We want to know the epic way that either you were fired or that you fired somebody or you witnessed somebody being fired. 833-287-1037. Vivian in San Marcos, you got an epic I got fired story?
Yes, I do. Okay, I was 16 going on 17, and I worked at Winslow's Donuts in L.A. I'm an L.A. brat. Anyhow, this one man came in and he said, what's your favorite donut for the day? And I said, I don't know. I hate donuts. And my boss was right behind me. And that was it. That's the only job I've ever been fired from. So then I went into medicine.
Oh. So wait a second. You're not allowed to say you don't want... Well, I suppose it's not good for me.
Hey, you have the product I hate.
It was Winchell. I hate donuts.
Thanks, Vivian. Take care.
Thank you. Pam and Santee, do you have an epic firing story?
I sure do. I worked in a restaurant. When I was fired, I had worked there over 25 years.
Oh.
The original owner of the restaurant was going to stop working. His nephews took it over, and the one nephew's girlfriend at the time was a real B.I. you-know-what. And I wound and found a desk job. And when I did, where I've been for 4.5 years now, they said, stay at the restaurant for a little while because after tax season, they may slow down. So I stayed at the restaurant, but what happened was I really loved my new job. And one of the chefs had asked me how I liked it. And I thought I was on private on Facebook, but it turns out I wasn't.
Uh-oh.
And I was telling her how much I love my new job. There was no micromanaging. So I went to work the next day, and I worked half my shift. I was actually on the doing the decos at the time on the register, and she'd cut me off at about an hour before I should have been done. I went in the back, and I was about to count all my money, and she turned around and said, I will do this. And she just ripped me a new one. How dare you say all those things? And she just went on and on and on. But it was all true because nobody liked her.
Yeah.
And she told me to make sure when I left, I did let the door hit me in the butt.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Robert Nelcohone, do you have an epic firing story?
Yes, I got kicked out of the Navy for being 3 pounds overweight after I had lost more than 30 pounds. I was 210 pounds. I was 220 pounds and I lost all the way to, I went down to 189 pounds in 3 months and they kicked me out.
I guess I wasn't aware there was a weight limit.
At that time, yeah, my weight limit was at 186 for my height and I got kicked out for being 3 pounds overweight.
Wow, that's a real drag, bro.
That is a drag.
Well, thank you for your service anyway from us.
Yep. Right. Absolutely.
Take care,
man. I'd do it again if they'd let me.
This is straight off a bad made-for-TV movie. Except it's 100% real. Sharks high on cocaine.
Oh, God, this is awesome.
Awesome? It depends on your definition of awesome. Either way, 805 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.